Now, the story of the battle has often been told as that of a great Irish leader driving a foreign enemy, the Danes in this instance, out of the country. At the time of the 900th anniversary of the battle in 1914, this simplified narrative was ripe for politicisation, as we hear now in this piece from Donal Fallon.
While the millennium of the Battle of Clontarf has captured the public imagination, previous milestone anniversaries of the iconic moment have likewise had an impact on the Irish public. In 1914, Irish nationalists organised commemorative events around the team of Brian Boru in Clontarf and attempted to politicise the historic event in pages of publications like the Irish Volunteer. Against a backdrop of political uncertainty with Home Rule and with armed volunteers once more on the Irish streets, the battle was presented as a definitive victory for a native Irish force over a foreign aggressor. The Irish Volunteer newspaper openly called for uniformed Irish men to appear at Clontarf on Easter Sunday, with the paper saying,
"Corps throughout the country are eagerly awaiting orders for the big event and are holding themselves in readiness to send contingents for the fitting celebration of a great national victory. And undoubtedly, a volunteer review will be a fitting and worthy celebration of Ireland's victory over the Dane."
An interesting theme that emerged on occasion in the Irish Volunteer and other publications like it was the celebration of the assimilation of the Vikings after the defeat at Clontarf. Thomas MacDonagh, in his Marching Song of the Volunteers, wrote that,
"Tired of wayfaring here, he found the welcome due to a valiant foe. The Viking stock on Irish ground has grown, and strongly still shall grow."
In the pages of An Clive Sullis, an editorial after the anniversary outlined the hope that Ulstermen could be won to the cause of Ireland, as the Ireland that assimilated the Dane and the Normans should not fail, if opinion was not poisoned by the malicious teachings of the foreigner to assimilate the Ulstermen. Brian Boru had a great significance to the Irish Volunteers, and that's clear from the naming of their organised body in Ennis, the Brian Boru Corps. On the 27th of May 1914, the men of the Brian Boru Corps led a march around the town in celebration of the third reading of the Home Rule Bill, followed by an immense crowd who cheered Brian Boru, John Redmond and Home Rule. The year witnessed several commemorations of both the battle and Brian Boru. The largest happened at Kinkora, the home of Brian, with the Nina Guardian proclaiming that, in a year when we are verging on Home Rule, the rally was a fitting event. With the paper saying,
"Never since the days of Brian Boru has world-famed Kinkora, the birthplace of Ireland's greatest king, come so prominently forward as it did on Sunday last, when thousands of Irishmen of all political and religious beliefs assembled to honour the name of Brian Boru."
The lines between history and contemporary politics were blurred in Kinkora, with one speaker informing the crowd that if Boru was alive among them, he would go out and join the Irish Volunteers and he would stand for the Irish language. The Volunteers themselves featured very prominently in some local commemorations. At Fermoy, for example, a crowd heard from a reverend chairing proceedings that there was no finer example than that of Brian Boru, who had at the head of his army, holding the crucifix, exhorted his troops to victory in their battle for faith and fatherland. Clontarf and Boru continued to play an important role in the ideology of Irish republicanism after 1914. Seamus Daly, a member of the Irish Volunteers, remembered Tomás MacDonagh addressing him and others on Holy Thursday in 1916 as they prepared weapons in Clontarf for the battle ahead. MacDonagh reminded us that we were standing on historic ground in Clontarf, where Brian Boru had defeated the Danes in 1014. It's obvious that to Seamus Daly, Tomás MacDonagh and others like them, Brian Boru was as much a part of their heritage as Theobald Wolfe Tone.